How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, "The War is Here, Naledi." Good news or bad news? Good news? COVID is over, well, for the most part. Bad news? World War III is trending. Worst news? Naledi Pandor sent an ultimatum to Putin. To be fair, the comedy gold from Twitter was amazing, with tweeters asking which South Africa exactly was threatening Putin, because here we love Russians and chips. Yes, friends, it's that time again. Let's scratch the surface with Acumen Media. In South Africa, we are not allowed to point fingers at any country. We are in a state of war ourselves. There is more sabotage, fires, and dodgy chess moves on SA's checkerboard than we can ever resolve. And now Pandor appears to believe that she has an impact on Putin. Let me tell you about Putin. Naledi. Putin always gets what he wants. Always. Step aside and take a look at your own looted country, where there is a small chance that you will make an impact. Please. We are so ill-equipped to take care of our insurrections, and now you threaten the most powerful man in the world. Sit down and stop your mouth moving. The war is here, Naledi. If you've been watching my timeline, you'll know that if there's anyone to handle Putin, it's the Shark Man. I traveled to scenes no documentary has ever shown, with all the sharks you could possibly name, except one that ends in white. I was led by a man with clarity of vision and decisive movement, Walter Bernardes. I nicknamed him the Matador, because he can handle a ring of bull sharks with a pair of black gloves. The bull shark, or Zambezi, is considered the most dangerous in the ocean. They'll eat anything. But here, I was led by a man that I would do anything he told me to do. Why? Because he is a leader and an absolute expert. That's what we need to fight our own war, the one against the RET and its insurrectors. Leadership, vision, and action. The war is here, Naledi. I'm going to admit something. Something that's probably going to get me lynched. But I swam with a tiger shark, so I have nerves of steel. Are you ready? I've always had a soft spot for Putin. He speaks his mind and takes what he wants, not needs, what he wants. I became a bit obsessed with him a few years back as I watched a barrel of videos of this man tearing through corruption and putting his country at the forefront of the world. Today I don't admire him, but I do know that what Putin wants, Putin gets. The headlines broke like a snap of an elastic band too far stretched. Ukraine under attack. Biden gave some waffle of how he didn't approve but took no action. Boris said they should form a committee to decide next steps. He's been watching Ramaphosa's tricks. And while this was going on, Putin took Chernobyl. A landmark and a huge milestone. Ukrainians fled, and very, very brave Russian civilians took to the streets in their thousands to call for a ceasefire. I admire those people more than even my own courageous South Africans who said we will not be claimed. What happened here? How did we get to this point? I'm not going to profess to be an expert on international warmongering, because I'm not. I'm rather going to draw the analogy for you. Putin's first strike was not at people, it was at infrastructure. Does that sound familiar? He then hit the key landmarks. Yeah, now you're getting the idea. NATO watched and waffled a bit, like our presidency during the July war. The world was outraged. Yeah, sounds a bit like us, right? Putin wants his land back. What is this need to cast our world back into the past to get property? This stuff is sounding rehearsed now, isn't it? It's from the book The War for Dummies 101, a poor self-help book with an unknown author. The war is here. I watched the timelines flood with the hashtag World War 3. Are you kidding, guys? It's more like World War 37. Don't you watch the news? We stopped naming them in the 40s. Sigh, millennials. Just ask a Gen Xer, okay? Let's bring this report home for real. For those of you that missed the analogy, here's local news. It's not great, I'm afraid, and to be fair, I'd rather swim with a circle of bull sharks than tell you these pitiful stories, but it's my job, and that's why you're reading, listening, or watching. Ricky Rick passed away, and finally, we gave credit to male depression. Big Zulu brought us all to tears as that giant of a man was reduced to sobbing. Men are human. Why do we expect them not to feel? We have so much work to do in our country, and sadly, male emotions are the very last on the list. Male depression is real. The war is here, naledi. One of the top stories must be Gorongwane's budget speech, which received mixed reviews. To be fair, what on earth has the man got to work with? Sine? I hope he plays the lotto and not this corrupt one in South Africa. I'm talking about the big lotto, the one called nuclear power. No, we've moved on from Russia. Keep up, guys. And then David Makura gave his soap up, State of the Province address. Yawn. A cash-in-transit heist saw robbers kill a cop, and the attackers took shots at the police helicopter. A bit like Ukraine last night, right? Maybe I'm overstretching, but you get the point. The war is here, naledi. In other insurrection news, the ANC Durban office was vandalized. Eskom suffered huge sabotage. Nothing to see here, folks, just our power supply. Eskom also handed out a price hike. We don't even make a noise about this stuff anymore. Even when Cele admitted he was shut out of media briefings during the coup d'etat, we didn't blink an eye. Ace Magashule was interviewed as a celebrity this week as news media lapped up his dogma. He had the audacity to say he's a religious man and he prays for the poor every single day. Get out of my car. Right now. Get out. Talking about cars, 9 cars were torched at DUT. Still these little fires everywhere. The blue train has been put on stilts because of high risks of attacks, and there is typhoid in the Western Cape. Yes, naledi, the war is here. I'm not done, guys, there's more. The SANDF chief didn't bother showing up at the hearing for the so-named July unrest. You see, it's not mandatory for insurrectors. We also learned more about that old warmonger Arthur Fraser and his covert spying bill. This man has too much influence and far too much leeway. Is that sounding familiar? Malema and AfriForum butted heads in court for Malema singing Kill the Bird. It was futile, so we should have a sense of humor. Every time the lawyer asked Juju a question, Julius asked the white attorney for his land back. A waste of public resource? Absolutely. Redundant? Yes. Funny? Quite. A man was killed in the Clover protests. The war is here, naledi. A toddler was abandoned in the middle of a busy town. Here's your war, naledi. A man was stoned to death for abusing a 6-year-old. Where's your metal now, naledi? Operation Dudula and other linked operations raided our African cousins. Yes, naledi, your war is here. And good news though, we're fixing potholes. Can you tell that the DA is in charge in Josie? They're filling up holes with sand and turning off electricity in prisons. Oh well, would be nice if they addressed the crime statistics that are up across all violent crime in the country. It would also be nice if they assisted with the abysmal state of our education facilities or even fed the hungry. But we'll take your potholes though, and we'll deal with our own war. Tom Cruise swung by, hoodsprayed in his helicopter. He said he tried to save SA, but it was mission impossible. We hear you, Tom. You're not the right guy for the job. We've got bad acting in excess here. Across waters and even here in SA, the artist formerly known as Kanye, is charging $200 to listen to Donda 2. Actually, I think I might have found the megalomaniac to take on Putin. The Super Bowl was my best story of the week. The Gen X generation tore down the house with a lineup of legends. Hold up, yeah? Are you ready for the next episode? I'm Tanya Curry, and you've just scratched the surface with Acumen Media.